This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I love the phrase that Jeremiah begins with because it's so crucially important. Jeremiah says, "This is what the Lord says." He doesn't say, "Let me give you my interpretation of things." There's so many speakers and preachers and teachers today that are more than happy to tell you what they think. And here's my spin, and here's my take on this issue, and here's what I feel that we should be doing about this, this, and this. And there's power when somebody just gets up and says, "This is what God says. This is what the Word says." And I always want to be a preacher who references, "This is what the Lord says," because my opinion really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what I think about anything. What matters is that the God of creation has spoken, get this, through His Son, Jesus Christ, and God has spoken through His Word. And so every message, in a sense, we get up and say, "This is what the Lord says." Well, let's look at the three things that people boast in. "Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom." It's talking about bragging about knowledge. You know, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, that's read at a lot of weddings, talks about what knowledge and wisdom does to people. It puffs people up. Who does it puff up? The person who possesses the knowledge. Have you ever felt superior to somebody because in the family, because you had knowledge of something that was going on? "You don't know what I know. You're in the dark, pal, and I know something that you don't know." And sometimes having knowledge gives the feeling of superiority to the person who holds the knowledge. And Jeremiah says, "This is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom." Robert Sternberg was a psychologist for years at Yale. He now teaches at Tufts University, T-U-F-T-S, Tufts University. He says there's more to life than intelligence, and people who forget that are likely to be doomed to limited and unhappy lives. Do you get what he just said? There's more to life than intelligence, and people who forget that are likely to be doomed and limited to unhappy lives. You take pride in your knowledge? Do you take pride in what you know at work? You take pride in your training? Do you take pride in your skill set? Do you take pride in what you can do? And we all can do that, whatever field we're in. And the Lord comes along and says, if you're going to boast, don't boast in what you know. Don't boast in your wisdom. And you say, why would the Lord tell us not to boast in these three things? Is it because we'd be better people if we didn't boast in wisdom and what we do and things? Is it because we'll just be nicer to live with? No, because God doesn't want you to have another God. That's why. He doesn't want you to have an idol in your life. He doesn't want me to have an idol in my life. You tell me what you boast in and might be able to tell you what you worship. I might be able to tell you what you worship, because we usually, or not always, but sometimes worship that which we boast in. What's the second one? The strong man shouldn't boast of his strength. I can't remember the last time I talked about David and Goliath from the Old Testament. You remember that story when the Philistines confronting the Israelites, and instead of having this big battle with mass casualties, Goliath comes forward and said, "You send your best soldier to fight me, and whoever wins, that's the winner. You win the battle." The whole battle just determined by one person taking on another person. And Goliath perhaps was 7, 8, 9 feet tall, according to some Bible scholars. And David, a little boy, 12, 13, 14 years of age, takes 5 small stones, but has the hand of God upon him. I want to ask you this question. Do you think Goliath was having a bad day when he lost? No. Is that God was able to take a boy who said, "I stand with the Lord, the battle is the Lord's," is what David said. "This is the Lord's battle, not my battle," which is a word for somebody today. You've been trying to fight your own struggle for years, and you need to say, "The battle is the Lord's. This is God's fight, not just my fight."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.